it could be as early as Monday, you know, that there could be some sort of decision from Alistair Clarkson if he feels comfortable enough to make it. Where does this leave North Melbourne? Geez, they're nervous down at Arden Street.
Jeez, I mean, they had it done, I thought.
They were a bee's leg away, Bernie, from Clarkson. But now, so they set a soft deadline today. It wasn't a hard deadline. It wasn't an ultimatum, but it was like, Clarko, we need to know today what you're thinking. What's the update? And we expect that Alistair Clarkson is telling North Melbourne that I'm interested, I'm going to talk to the Bombers and give them due consideration. And that means that North Melbourne has to consider its plan B options, right?
Jeez, where is that at?
Well, a couple of names jump off the page. It's Ken Hinckley, and don't get all angry at me, but Ken Hinckley. Mm-hmm. Is it Leon Cameron? Is it Ross Lyon? Can they twist his arm to have another crack? I mean, Ken Hinckley, I'll ask you guys a question. Ken Hinckley has got one more year left at Port Adelaide. Is he walking the... What does he have to do to keep his job beyond next year? Is there a sense in Adelaide that Ken Hinckley is walking a plank next season?
Yes. Yes, there
absolutely.
Is.
Yep. Yep.
So if North Melbourne say, Ken, here's that five-year term that we offered Clarko, well, you've got the experience, you're the man. Does Ken stay at Port Adelaide and perform out the one-year contract, or does he say this offer is too good? Because it would be tempting, right?
He shakes hands and he parts ways with the Port Adelaide Footy Club.
Really?
He takes 5 years. 100%.
But yeah. He said, I am there next year.
Yeah, but things change. That's why JZ was saying he shouldn't have said all that stuff.